Welcome to Floating Leaf Tea Podcast. My name is Shouwen.
And I'm Noah.
It's so good to be here.
Agree.
This morning, we just did a, what is that?
Blind tasting.
Yeah, blind tasting on Hongshui Gaba Oolongs. And I remember I was a little bit tired and not really remembering things super well. And now I think I feel, I'm not sure if it's Gaba or if it's with all of your help to be out there with us. And I just feel quite mellow right now.
Must be the Gaba.
Must be the Gaba. Yeah. So today we are going to taste two aged oolongs on our menu. One is the 1966 Beipu Oolong. One is the 1998 Dongding Oolong Tea. And today I think we will focus on the aftertaste, just like our previous podcast. Yeah. But just like also our previous podcast, we don't want to ignore the other things we talk about yet. And so today we are doing the bowl style again, the cereal bowl style tasting method with two soup spoons ready and two cups and two white bowls and with 4 grams of tea, boiling hot water to soak the tea. And so we'll talk a little bit on the smell again, but not in that detail like our podcast in the
first two or three episodes.
Episodes on those subjects and then on the texture, but we'll still do a little bit before we go into the aftertaste.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Also, by the way, Jake, if you are listening, I know Noah's supposed to sing today, but he said he cannot just do it on the spot like this. So we'll have to wait just a little bit more episodes, I think. For those of you who have our aged Beipu Oolong, you know that the leaves are a little bit broken. And so actually right now it has been released the flavor pretty fast. So I'm going to go ahead and smell it. And the Dongding seem to still have a little bit more time to go. Looks like it by comparison. But maybe it's also ready. But we'll just smell. So I just like take out the soup spoon that soak into the brew tea leaves and just with the empty soup spoon to smell the smell of aged Beipu. Smell very fruity to me, like some sort of dry fruit, more related for me like what is that, prune, and prune still with a pit inside, not the pits that got taken out. I rarely come up with such a detail, by the way. And there's a sweetness to it, also related to prune, kind of a sweetness to it, a little bit herbs also, like dark Chinese herbs.
Yeah, I smell that kind of old dried herb, like I walk into a Chinese
herbal store, yeah. And then here you go, 1998 aged Dongding. Just on the smell, okay? The sweetness feels a little bit more from the Fanta side. Is there such a thing? Fanta. More Fanta, sorry.
Either way, I think.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. Yay.
Also has a kind of a mineral scent in there, too.
And then a little bit roasty, not too much. If I have to also call this a prune, the prune smell is a bit on the lighter side. Okay. Then second one, let's do it with where the scent is going. The 1966 Beipu goes beyond the nostril for sure, but it just almost feels like two straight lines shooting into the shoot beyond the nostril passage, and after that nothing too much developing. Yeah,
it hits the sinuses just a little bit though.
Yeah,
and it's bold,
very straight line, very clear to see. Actually I think this one will be a good one for you guys to smell, to see a straight line go in past your nostril passage.
Yeah
And then the 1998 Dongding, it passed for sure also, and then there's a little bit after it passed, it have a little bit more development into the head.
It was more of a cooling sensation.
Mm.
But to be fair, it's not as obvious as the Beipu.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then the next one, there's look at the texture of the broth. And then maybe if you want to do it on the weight or whatever, either on the weight, on the, if it's smooth, if it's clear, etc., etc. Whoops, that's wrong. I think I'm very mellow, so I'm not super clear right now. I just try to give no other wrong tea. So, Beipu. Medium body to me. Smooth, yes. Spraying a little bit. Almost cover the whole tongue.
Yeah, and it's focused a little bit more in the middle,
middle
back of the tongue.
Middle towards the back, on the focal point. And then let's see the dong ding.
Softer.
Cover the whole thing.
Yeah.
You can see the movement a little bit pushing towards the back more easily. And
spreads beyond just the tongue also.
Yeah, goes up as well.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Much softer.
Mm-hmm. And I really encourage you, when you drink a tea, really look at the texture, structure, whatever you want to call it, okay? Sometimes, if you don't like the words I use, just choose the words that you prefer.
That's a good advice.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Since English is actually not my... Oh, English is actually my third language. First one is Taiwanese until I was 6. And then Mandarin Chinese got introduced to when I went to school, elementary school. And let me see, I think middle school I started to pick up a little bit English.
Well, if you think about it, English is just a dialect of Chinese anyway, so.
What? I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Very
and
political.
My name is Shouwen. Okay, so now let's look at aftertaste. So after you swallow the tea, you will detect that you might be either tasting the tea in a bouquet or in a taste or in a sensation. And let's look at these teas, how you are tasting the aftertaste. Is this too much like a lesson? Like a lecture?
I don't know. Let's keep going, see what happens.
Okay.
We're just getting warmed up.
It took you a while to respond.
I'm going to cut out the silence so it sounds like I responded right away.
Just on a side note, we are actually slower today. I have not been able to sleep too well lately. So today I'm quite tired. And so my response time also takes a bit longer to respond or put the tea in the wrong place, throw
That's
it
okay.
out.
When I chop it up in the editing software, it'll be like nothing changed.
All right. Aftertaste. Beipu. There's taste coming back on the herbal and the
tartness?
Thank you.
The tart note?
And also on the sensation of salivating
yes.
from the sigh.
Hey, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, really? Yes.
Wow.
From the sigh of the tongue. I would say none of them are in a huge volume. Like, wow, that is so strong. But you for sure feel the presence.
But it does make you salivate, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in a medium, gentle to medium way on the side, and it feels on the side and on the top of the tongue. It's just a sensation, though. I heard that how one can salivate actually is from the bottom of the tongue. So I don't know if that's true. Whoever is some sort of tongue scientist, you can...
You can calling all tongue scientists. Calling all tongue scientists.
Or professionals, doctors. You know, you can give us some...
any tongue professionals in general. You don't have to be a scientist.
Yeah, and there's the salivation. Even though it's not like super, super strong, is so far it has been lasting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for this long. And let's look at dong ding. 1998 dong ding. I heard that was a very good year. Okay, it's not funny. Always everybody put out this joke, you know, so I have to copy a little bit. You know, did I tell you guys that, okay, this is a side note again. Either I want to become an actress or I want to do some stand-up comedy. What do you guys think? Maybe give me feedback to think if, you know, just tell me the truth. Can I really make it?
True stand-up comedian doesn't wait for anyone's response. Just get on the stage and start making comedy.
What did you just say?
The only response,
is that a yes or no?
The only response you need is the laughter of 1,000 people in the room with you.
What if they don't laugh?
Yeah, then that's gonna tell you something also.
Oh God, it's brutal. Mm. Okay, fine. Okay, don't think.
Bigger salivation.
I'm not sure if I guess, yeah, you can say it's bigger. I don't feel the, it's kind of, do you call it oxymoron?
Maybe. Go on.
So I feel that the way, so if you can, so actually your saliva is not like shooting out from the side or like the top of your tongue, right?
That's an unpleasant image.
Really? I thought that's really cool. But anyway, so you will feel that, I feel the bepo is like shoot out just a little bit, like if I say 1 centimeter. Mm-hmm. And then this edge dongding was shooting out a little bit higher. Mm. That's how I'm feeling it.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
And it feels longer. Mm. On the salivation.
It's like it has...
But it doesn't mean it lasts longer.
No,
it
actually doesn't last as long. I think that the beipu salivation lasts longer. But the salivation in this tea is more. Like when it happens more.
Hmm. So when you say stronger, that's why I feel like, is it really stronger?
Mm.
It feels longer and finer to me.
Mm.
Yeah. And then, so that's why I feel that actually beipu is just a touch stronger, but the length of the salivation feeling is not as strong. Not as strong, yeah.
Like the power behind the salivation is not as strong. Yeah. I feel the same way.
And then I'm going to put some, we are almost halfway down to the cup. So I'm going to put some more boiling hot water into both of the cups. And then in this second round of aftertaste, maybe see if we can detect, which it happened for the first time last time, how I look at aftertaste generally is how I feel it or taste it after a tea broth was swallowed. And last time, somehow it just showed to me that I was also at the same time tracing the way it moves back. Yeah. So the moment you swallow, is there a presence moves back with it? And I remember last round we did the He Huan San and Dongding Traditional A. And the Dongding Traditional A have a stronger a movement coming back. Not just on the top of the salivation, stronger. Which He Huan San actually have a much more beautiful and stronger bouquet that shows up, but the physical movement, I don't see the liquid coming back at me. Yeah. So let's see how this two tea move. So I just put hot water into both of the cups and let's look at the beipu again. With the beipu, I personally don't feel, after I swallow the tea, the movement moves back, but with a really solid, strong presence of when the liquid hit the tongue and then that presence doesn't leave. Therefore, you can still also by this way taste the tea without the, you feel like the broth is coming back at you. Am I clear on this part?
I think so. It's,
okay, cool.
For me, it's more the impression of the tartness that stays with me after I swallow the tea.
Mm-hmm.
And there is that salivation feeling.
Yeah.
Which?
Yeah. So a presence and plus salivation, which a presence that I detect already when the liquid hit my tongue and I swallow it. So the physical liquid doesn't stay, but the presence of feeling stays. And they continue, of course, change into an aftertaste then. Yeah, to me. And I see this dongding. And with this 1998 dongding, I feel there is an effort of the presence, the movement try to come back. The presence also stay and it's very soft and it stays. And then longer physical salivation on the actual salivation. Am I making any sense at all?
That's hard to talk about. It's not
okay.
It's not that the length of time of salivation
is
longer.
It's not the time. Yeah, it's longer.
It's that the.
It's almost like the if there's a how do you guys call that those things
a geyser?
Those things that you guys like to look at it in a park, the water.
Or a fountain?
Fountain. And sometimes the fountain just shoot out stuff. Water, not stuff. Hopefully not stuff. Water. And sometimes they just do a more dramatic shoot and higher on the water. And I'm not talking about Dongding is shoot up so dramatically. It's just longer. It's actually quite gentle, but much longer than what is that? So if I really use a fountain water, then the Beipu is really thick and more stay close to the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, this Dongding is longer on the length and then, thinner actually, to be honest with you, but much higher and softer. There's a elegance about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can feel it quite nicely with that kind of a structure and puffiness. And there's a taste and bouquet comes back though. It kind of roll back after I swallow it. So yeah, it's not just salivation. There's actually a puffier taste that comes back into the mouth for a form of an aftertaste in the Li Dongding.
And I'm really noticing it towards the back of my mouth going towards the throat.
Yeah, throat is very strong, which I believe in the next episode will go into the throat sensation, since I love this subject, by the way, throat sensation. I will not stop talking about it. But this one, for sure, you can feel more throat and how it actually hit the throat. And then, of course, the physical liquid goes down and then the taste comes back in.
Mm.
Kind of take a, like at the throat area, take a turn and then goes up back into the mouth again.
Yeah, it's the fragrance though, right? It's
yeah,
the fragrance.
Yeah, yeah. Fragrance or taste, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't know the difference between the two. So I hope that those of you who are listening out there, you find this helpful in your tea journey. I found this very interesting to look at it more closely in a very detailed way, because I do have some meditation practice, and for me, I understand that meditation doesn't have to be just in a quiet and sit down form. I think with tea, I am actually try to be doing as much meditation as possible to notice so many tiny, small details. Actually, I believe I combine with my other practices at home, and you can use that too, in your, in other activities that you enjoy doing. Also apply almost like similar techniques to it. I found that very interesting and helpful to combine. After all, I only have 24 hours a day, and I do have to sleep too. And so to practice multiple things, like each day I have to take 1 hour to do this, 2 hours to do that, it's in a way very, sometimes those practices are help us to be more grounded, but I found it also at the same time, I don't have 1 hour for this one. I'm a bad person. I'm a bad student. So it's kind of opposite. So sometimes I try to combine multiple of the practices that I'm doing in my life. For example, lifting water kettle. Then I do it with my Tai Chi technique. Try to do it with a Tai Chi technique, for example. Yeah. So anyway, just hope you guys find this useful. We might do one more session on aftertaste, or we'll just move on to a big thing that I'm so fond of, the throat sensation. Not sure yet. I'm quite spontaneous, by the way.
That's the thing about aftertaste, is it's hard to keep it in the mouth.
Yeah, I know.
Because aftertaste
it's also
it expands throughout the rest of the
body. So if you guys notice, we haven't passed the throat area yet. So I think the moment we start to pass the throat area, we'll start to combine all this together again to the brain, to the inside of your mouth, behind your brain, the throat and how a tea really move. And then eventually really talk about the body part. Even sometimes the arms, the legs, the stomach, you know, et cetera, et cetera. They're kind of fun subjects, but I think I want to focus a little bit more still in the head area.
Totally, yeah.
Mouth, eyes, nose, ears. Mm. We even haven't talked about ears yet.
Yeah, we haven't. I'm actually just thinking this.
This actually has some to the ear. So I think I want to tie it with maybe I will have one. We will have one or two episodes on the bouquet again.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Bouquet will heavily link to the ear area.
Sure.
And then with aftertaste and how you should be able to predict that with the scent. Because I don't think we actually have a scent episode yet.
No, we went straight from scent to the
texture.
Yeah.
And so I think I want to actually do a couple of episodes on the hot breath smell and empty cup smell.
Mm.
And to link those two also together.
I think it would be also interesting to do it after we've kind of reached down into the throat and the rest of the body.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. This is actually a new direction that we are doing with our podcast. And it's extremely fun for us right now. And so we'll try to come up with something that will make a little bit more sense for the learning and for us to try to present that rather than like, you listen to it, say, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
We are also in the learning phase, by the way. So I think that's it for the day. Once again, we want to thank those of you and all of you who support this program and those of you who have been responding to our emails and to support small businesses to go through kind of a difficult moment for a lot of people at this time with COVID-19 virus issues. And I think overall it's all impacting everybody in either a minor way or in a big way. And we got a lot of wonderful support for you guys. So I just want to tell you guys, for this month, Washington State customers, if you don't feel comfortable of going out, which please put your health in the first place, we want to offer you free shipping for your orders. And for outer state customers, we lower our free shipping to $50 per order. Try to help everybody to get tea. I do found that that I can go through this time is one of them is actually tea. I cannot tell you how happy I actually to do a live session to be able to drink tea with all of you guys out there and to have interaction with you guys. Because it had been super intense for me, you know, up and down, not knowing where this is going and not knowing if we have to close the shop, if something happens, not knowing if I have to cut people's hours, you know, like, et cetera, et cetera. And so, but I know that a lot of you guys are supporting us. That's for sure that I know. So if any of you guys that need help, please also don't hesitate to reach out to us that in whatever ways that we'll be helping you too. And I think that's it. Drink more tea. I think Gaba Oolong works a little bit. I'm not endorsing that. At least for me today, we did a live blind tasting on Gaba Oolong and I'm feeling pretty good right now. And so I will be drinking a lot of Gaba Hong Shui just to chill myself out a little bit further than usual. And so keep listening and keep drinking good tea and keep practicing whatever is helping you and stay grounded. And thank you so much. Happy tea drinking. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.